There you go. Story this morning out of a California group of people using a metal detector in Southern California on a beach dug up an old treasure chest full of gold coins.
Ooh, a little booty.
Ah, no. Whole thing apparently turned out to be a hoax.
Well, that's a shame.
Pranksters actually had buried the chest themselves on Venice Beach in the middle of the night. Then they dig it up later in the day. Crowds gathered around them. They open up the chest, reveal thousands of gold coins. It's actually that chocolate stuff.
Wouldn't that have been obvious when they found it?
Well, now, come on. It's California. Those people can be so gullible. I mean, after all, they thought that those 9/11 plates, the money was actually going to go to the intended cause. Remember, we had that story earlier this week.
Yeah.
Hey, see, you could bury that in Galveston. Ooh, here, let's dig in the brown sand. Yeah. Ooh, move the tar balls, quick. Open it up.
Oh, I got stuck with a needle.
Yeah. Open it up, and the coins have melted because, you know, the temperature's a little higher.
I was going to say, because it's hot.
Something different. Good news here in public, the public schools in Jackson, Mississippi, are no longer allowed to handcuff students to poles or other objects. So, good news for the juvenile delinquents of Jackson, Mississippi. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Wonderful. Well, what's new in the Two Name City?
Lots of stuff going on at the Two Name City. Guest this morning is Kendra Perkins from the Larry J. Ringer Public Library, and they have a full slate of events for the summer.
It's the slate for the summer. Hi, Kendra. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning. Tell us what's going on at the library.
Well, we've started signing people up for summer reading. Kids and teens can get a reading log. They keep track of how many days they read. If they read at least 30 days, they get a prize. For adults, you write a book review when you read a book and then turn those in, and we're having a drawing for a bookstore gift card, or actually a few of them. There's also a scavenger hunt for adults where if your book fits certain categories, you know, you check that off, and if you do at least half the categories, you get an extra entry. And then we have events every week. Stuff for teens and tweens starts on Monday, and it's every Monday in June and July. And then the last one for them is a pool party at Adamson Lagoon, first Monday in August. They have to go to at least one of the other teen or tween events and fill out a permission slip. The first events for teens and tweens is going to be this coming Monday. At 1 o'clock for teens, we'll have a Hunger Games program. They'll have a chance to win a poster, a book, or a movie ticket, discuss the book and the movie. Tweens will have a detective movie at 3 o'clock. That'll be rated PG. And then both teens and tweens can come in the evening for some special effects disaster makeup.
That's fun.
And then we have stuff.
They could do like their own zombie warrior right there if they
want
to do that, huh?
Yeah. And later this summer we're having a vampire, zombie, and werewolf costume party.
Oh, so great. Oh, all right. There
so they
we
can
go.
Be prepared.
Don't tell me that the library is not current. That's great. That really is. Do this. I know because obviously it's important to get kids engaged in reading. If a parent wants to do that, do you have some reading lists that they could get from you or some suggestions?
Yeah, they can definitely get some suggestions if they'll come to the library, either go to the children's desk or go to the adult reference desk. Either one, we'd be happy to help. Some of the books, they'll have stickers on the side of them to tell you they've been nominated for certain awards, like the Blue Bonnet and the Newbery and stuff like that. We actually have a special area for the current Blue Bonnet nominees. If you're not familiar with it, this is something where the Texas Library Association gets a list together, and then elementary school children vote on their favorites.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's chosen by the kiddos, is to gain the books that are favorite for them.
Right. So, I mean, there is kind of a starting point for the list. You get 10 or 20 choices, but then the ultimate winner is picked by the kids.
Cool.
And then they announce it in the spring each year. So we just have a new list that recently came out.
Okay. If they want some more information, you have a website or contact information?
We do. The website is bcslibrary.org. You can also call the library at 979-764-3416. Also, I just wanted to mention, we do have events for adults, too. We've only been doing this for a few years, but we actually have several authors that are scheduled to come out. The first one is Martha Wells. She's a local fantasy author. She'll be here on June 9th. And then we have a couple of mystery authors that are going to be coming, Diane Kelly and Kit Fraser. And then we also have Sophie Jordan, who writes a young adult fantasy series and writes adult romance. We've got a paranormal research team coming later in the summer. So lots of different things.
Wow.
And this evening, hopefully there's going to be a tour of downtown Bryan, starting with a tour of the Carnegie History Center.
Oh,
and then
well,
the rest of the adult stuff is in College Station.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and it's first Friday tonight in Bryan, so that'll work
exactly.
Well. And if people don't know, the library is right across the street from A&M Consolidated High School. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
What else?
A reminder, Starlight Music Series continues tomorrow evening. We've got Seven Bridges. That's the Eagles tribute band. Opening band is Leonosaurus Rex. That's a very good local band. And the same rules apply. The gates open at 6. The music starts at 7. No rolling down the hill, no pets, but coolers can be up to 48 quarts.
No,
no glass bottles. More information, cstx.gov/starlight.
See, and that's better than New York City, where it's only going to be, you know, under 16 ounces soon. So,
oh.
Yeah, they will not allow sweetened beverages over 16 ounces. So one more reason to not live in New York and to live in College Station.
There you go.
Right? Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station on Fridays, News Talk 1620, WTAW.